Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Let's talk about the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones were, spoiler alert, a massive granite monument located in Elbert County, Georgia. And that's like 7 miles north of Elberton near the town of Hartwell. It's often referred to as America's Stonehenge. And the structure stood on top of a hilltop. And the reason that the Georgia Guidestones is so intriguing is because it has very cryptic inscriptions. There are forged large upright granite slabs standing 9 feet, 3 inches tall. There's a center stone with a hole that's aligned with the North Star.
Okay.
There's a capstone on the top with astronomical features. The stones weigh over 237,000 pounds total.
What?
So the guiding principles on the Georgia Guidestones are engraved in 8 different languages: English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian.
Okay.
These 10 statements were believed by some to be the guidelines for humanity. Number 1, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Number 2, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Number 3, unite humanity with a living new language. Number 4, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Number 5, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Number 6, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Number 7, avoid petty laws and useless officials. Number 8, balance personal rights with social duties. Number 9, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. And number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. So there's a slot in the center stone aligned with the sunrise at equinoxes and solstices. A hole allowed people to locate the North Star. And the capstone had an opening through which the sun would shine at noon, marking the day of the year.
Okay.
The true identity of the creator remains a mystery. No one knows who it is.
So we don't know who put the...
No. In 1979, a man using the pseudonym R.C. Christian commissioned the Granite Company to construct the monument. And he claimed to represent a small group of loyal Americans who wanted to leave a message for future generations.
Nobody knows.
Still the same. Nobody knows. Some theories about the builders include secret societies, which could be like Freemasons, Illuminati, something like that. People think it's a conspiracy theorist, like New World Order kind of situation, like a group believing in New World Order. People think it's environmentalist or humanitist. There are also rumors that it's Ted Turner, but there's literally absolutely no proof that it's Ted Turner. So these were erected in 1980, and they've always been like really controversial since then. People thought it was a globalist agenda promoting population control or a satanic or occult movement due to the like secrecy behind the whole thing. And people feel like it's a challenge to Christianity. So they've been super vandalized multiple times, including being spray painted with messages denouncing the New World Order. But July 6, 2022, an explosion severely damaged one of the slabs, and security footage showed a car leaving the scene shortly after the blast. But they ended up demolishing all of them for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. And the GBI launched an investigation, but nobody was ever like there. We don't know who made them. We don't know who blew them up. Neither one. And the site is now empty with only the foundation stones left. And there was supposed to be like a time capsule buried beneath one of the stones, but they've never found it. It's one of America's greatest modern mysteries. They have no clue who made them.
I'm watching footage of them as they go.
I love it. People don't know if it was like a wisdom or a warning.
So that is
the Georgia Guidestones.
Weird. Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.